Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Now, Scuba Radio's Drunken Sailor is rumored to be calling in or something. I don't know. He says he has more stuff from last week's discoveries in the Scuba Radio closet. He was found passed out under a bunch of coats. And he wrote a song last week. It was just a friggin' nightmare. All he's supposed to do is handle some viewer mail for us, right? And he totally messed it up. He got a second strike. I said, you get one more chance. And he called me up at one of the breaks here earlier and said that he has something that will redeem his status on the show. So we'll see where it goes, but that's potentially coming up, and you've been warned accordingly. Now, in the meantime, as we do our thing over in Long Beach this weekend, you'll hear all about that next week on the show. I do want to connect with my friend from across the pond, and that would be Roz. She is a superstar in her own right. She's not going to be in Long Beach, so I figured this would be a good show to get her on the show and find out what she's been up to. Because, you know, I've been reading about you, Roz. You're mentioned in The Mystery of the Last Olympian, Richie Kohler's latest book. And I got to that part where you're mentioned in it, where you took on the role of, I don't know, that lady who had, sailed the Titanic and the Britannic and all kinds of stuff. And, but I was like, hey, I know that lady. That's awesome. And do you feel special now that you're actually written up in a book like that, or what?
It's nice to be mentioned. There are lots of people mentioned in the book. It's
Yeah, she's so modest. But it's a big deal. And you're in the book, and it's a great book. And you're always doing some cool stuff. And, and we love you for it. Now, actually, Richie is, I don't know if he's over on your side of the planet right now or not, but I see stuff on Facebook that he's doing some crazy diving right now. You've been seeing that or what?
He's prepping up for Britannic because they're going back to Britannic again.
Yeah, but he's doing some really intense dives, like 400-foot dives off of something. It's not Titan or Britannic, but it's the warm-up dives for that. Is that what it is? Have you seen that on Facebook too, or no? Or do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, I've had my head down working, Greg. I've been doing a lot of writing recently, but I know that there's a team just going out to the Britannic now at the moment. They're prepping up for it.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's probably what...
part of a team.
Exactly. I think what it was, they were doing some warm-up dives on some other wrecks nearby. Maybe that's what it is. Because if you read this book, The Last Olympian, his latest book, it kind of ends in a continuing type story. So, like, this is part one of part two that'll probably come out in another year or two, I guess, after they finish up some more exploration of that cool sister ship of Titanic, which is Britannic. But, okay, I digress. Let's get back on track with Roz here, because you are in London as we speak. Am I right? First off, at the airport.
Yes,
so that's
right. I'm just about to catch a plane. So,
okay.
It's not the best sound quality here.
Well, that's we'll manage. You know, hey, you're halfway around the planet, so what are you going to do? All right, and but let's talk about what you've been up to. What have you been covering in your neck of the woods, as far as from a diving perspective? What's going on with you?
Well, we've got a big anniversary that's just happened here, Greg.
Yeah.
100 years ago, last Tuesday, the 31st.
Yeah.
Was the 100-year anniversary of Jutland.
Of Jutland. Jutland. Got it.
This is a place outside Denmark. It's a bit of land that sticks out into the sea.
Mm-hmm.
hence it's called Jutland, because it juts into the sea.
Understood.
And
okay.
It was World War I's greatest sea battle, and it was Britain against Germany. And it was quite a quick battle. It happened from the 31st of May to the 1st of June, and we've had lots of coverage about it. You know, there was a service up in the Orkneys, a memorial service. There's been memorial services in Portsmouth, all around the country, commemorating this sea battle, because over 6,000 people lost their lives very quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, man, it's 100-year anniversary, so obviously that's a big, you know, a big date in history, especially for you folks over there. I mean, we probably don't hear about this much over in the U.S. So this battle, this was like what ended the war at that time, or what?
No, not exactly. Don't forget, the First World War was from 1914 to 1918.
Okay.
But this sea battle did have an impact on Germany.
Yeah.
Because it effectively blockaded their fleet.
Right.
Which meant that they couldn't sail. So it did actually impact on the goods that they could import, and iron and food and cotton and that kind of thing. So it did impact on the everyday person in Germany.
Got it. I'm assuming a lot of the ships ended up sinking in that area. So is that a big diving area, too, for old classic wrecks? Or are people doing surveys like, you know, Ritchie and that kind of thing, looking at these old boats from 100 years ago, or not so much?
It's extreme diving.
Yeah.
It's quite deep, some of it. It's in some very lumpy, bumpy water.
Yeah.
It's temperate water diving. You've got to have your wits about you. It's big, proper grown-up diving. It's mixed gas diving.
Yeah.
What is sad is that there were 25 ships sunk, 14 British, 11 German, and people have been illegally salvaging. There's been salvage companies coming out of Germany and Holland and so on, illegally salvaging war wrecks. And these are war graves.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have a problem with people diving a war grave, because they're generally looking, no touching, they're filming, they're bringing back information, and they're bringing back footage that they can show the survivors.
Right.
But to go down and wholesale start ripping bits off and salvaging it, you know, that's what's happened out in Singapore with the Prince of Wales, and it's happened with these war graves, and it's...
Well, is this still happening today, or aren't they protected?
Yes, it's been recent. Yeah. No, it's been... UNESCO are trying to protect them.
Yeah.
They're now out of a 100-year rule, because they're 100 years old.
Right.
You don't have a policeman stood over the site going, no, you can't rip that piece of metal off.
Yeah, where's the shipwreck police when you need them? Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, there isn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But anyway, so the Brits... went out and fought the Germans. The German fleet ended up stuck, so they couldn't go out and sail. Eventually, the German fleet was interred in Scarpa Flow, and that's where you get the High Seas Fleet and those amazing shipwrecks that you can dive on. It's remnants of the High Seas Fleet.
Yeah. Well, have you dove that part of the world yourself, personally, or no?
Well, Scarpa. Scarpa is fantastic.
Well, tell me.
It's some of the very best wreck diving in the world. There's seas and everything, Greg.
Yeah. And what are you diving yourself when you do that? Are you doing a rebreather thing, or just doing crazy deep diving tri-mix stuff?
Well, actually, that's kind of shallow stuff. It's like 30, 40 meters. So that's going to be 100 foot, 140 foot, I think.
Yeah.
So the first time I did it on a single set cylinder, and I did it on nitrox. The next time I did it, I was doing tri-mix training.
Yeah.
So I was on a twin set.
Well, what do the wrecks look like? Are they well-preserved, or what are we looking at when you're down there on these you know,
right. They're 100 years old. They're beginning to fall to bits now, Greg. I mean, bits are falling off them now.
Right.
But they are quite impressive. If you go online and you start Googling up Jutland, I haven't dived Jutland, but there's a guy called Dr. Innes McCartney, who's he's a big wreck diver, and he's a maritime historian, very respected. And he's just written a new book about Jutland. And in it, you've got these 3D side-sound sonar images, which are just remarkable.
Hmm.
So
it's on the list. If you like wreck diving, you should put this at the top of your list of a place to visit at some point in your diving career. You would give it your seal of approval, the Roz diving seal of approval, which means quite a bit. So, I mean, are you staying over there right now, or are you heading back over to the States anytime soon? I know you're not making it over to the scuba show, but where are you off to next after, you know, covering what you've been doing right now with this Jetland stuff?
Oh, I'm off to Europe to go and see an equipment manufacturer, and then I'm back in the next couple of days. It's only quick in and out. But then it's back to writing, and I've got Eurotech underway, so lots of diving a desk, getting that organized, Greg.
Fair enough. Yeah, Roz is always on the road. She's always moving ahead, doing something new, crazy, reporting on it, or just doing it herself. And we appreciate the report, as always, Roz, and we'll let you go catch your flight. Fair enough?
Thank you very much, Greg. That was perfect. I've got a run.
She might have said, got a rum. That's probably a better excuse to leave. More coming up. Stay close.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You finally show me something I care about, and then you drag me away.
It is beautiful beneath the sea. But if you stay too long, you'll drown.
I wasn't drowning. I was home.
Somebody, won't you take me to the city beneath the city?
This is the world's first radio show.
Please, somebody, won't you take me
to diving
to the city?
That'd be cool to see a city
beneath the city.
Yeah, we do that sometimes when we're lucky. I am Greg the Dive Master. The infamous Walt DeMartini is with us via the web. Walt, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Greg. How are you doing today?
I'm good, but Walt, I need you to bear with me a little bit because I also have Scuba Radio's Drunken Sailor with us right now. He wants to redeem himself after last week. He already has two strikes. And says he has something that will, I don't know, fix his status on the show. Can you bear with me or tolerate him with me for the next few minutes and see what he has to offer there, Walt? Are you okay with that?
Greg, I'm standing by to stand by.
Okay.
God.
Jeez.
Oh, all right. God.
Okay, so last week, Drunken Sailor was assigned to handle some Scuba Radio viewer mail, and he totally messed up. It wasn't even appropriate. Wrote a song that made no sense.
You love that song.
I did not like that song. I didn't,
that song is the number one hit.
Yeah, if you say so. Okay, whatever. I don't know.
Where I bet you're probably already getting a request for that song.
Well, there.
888-888-SCUBA.
I will say like, several people went to the Scuba Radio homepage and just recorded it over and over again. I love Scuba and Big Booba drinking rum from Cuba and smoking a Duba. Yeah, right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. See, you've already committed it to memory.
Yeah. Well, okay. You got me there.
Right there. That, now I get a royalty.
If you say so.
You just performed it.
All right, let's just get on track here. What do you think you can do to redeem yourself after last week's debacle, Drunken Sailor?
Well, listen.
You're the one who called me.
I don't have to do anything to redeem anything because I have some blackmail audio recording.
Blackmail audio recording?
If you don't let me back on the show, I will release these tapes that I found.
Of what? Of me?
Of you.
You have blackmail tapes of me.
You are on tape.
Well, okay. I can't imagine that I've done anything. Well, I've done many things that I'm ashamed of, but nothing that I haven't
highly
been willing
illegal.
To share. Highly illegal, you say?
You're going
to
get your show kicked off the air. So
well, wouldn't be the first time.
We better make a deal now.
Well, just play them.
Are you sure?
In. Yeah, go ahead. Let's hear
I
it.
I don't think this is appropriate.
What? Just play them. What the heck is it? Do you have any idea what it is?
It's you.
Yeah?
It's you making a prank phone calls. Well, you're going to be in huge trouble.
How old are these tapes? I used to do that many years ago before I started Scuba Radio as part of my radio shtick.
You sound like it's before puberty.
Yeah, okay.
Well, you sound like that now, but I mean...
Did you find these in the closet under those coats? There was a big box of tapes in there.
I did. I found it, and I listened to them.
They'll get them.
If you don't let me back on the show, the whole world will hear it.
Just play them. I want to hear it.
Your horrible tapes.
Play one of these tapes that you say will get us kicked off the air now.
Okay. You asked for it.
All right. I asked for it. Walt, I mean, you judge for yourself. It can't be that bad. I'm trying to think what I did back then. Prank phone calls.
He's the prankster.
Yeah. Well, I used to do this. This is true. Let's see.
Yeah, yeah. I'm looking for a friend of mine. I heard he might be there at the bar.
Yeah, what's his name?
First name's Ray.
Yeah. Ray?
Yeah, Ray. Last name, Gulator.
Regulator! Regulator!
Timeless.
Hey, no, I'm sorry, my friend. There's no one here by that name.
Yeah, okay. Bye.
Oh, there's more. Okay.
Yeah, Scuba Bar.
Yeah, I'm looking for a friend of mine. They call him M.
M?
Yeah, M. Last name, Bolism.
Hold on one second, my friend.
Yeah.
M? Embolism? Is there an embolism? UFO call. No, there's no one here by the name.
Yeah, okay. Okay, bye. Check this.
Yeah, Scuba Bar.
Yeah, I'm looking for a friend. I think he's at the Scuba Bar. There's Mark.
Mark?
Yeah, Mark. Last name, Erbui.
Mark Erbui? Mark Erbui? Why is there a Mark Erbui? Why, you no good rat bastard. You're going to come, this is a big joke to you.
Yeah, you're an idiot. You're a jackass.
Girl, you think I'm a jackass?
Yeah, you're
I'll cut your wetsuit open and show you all the black stuff you got in there. Why, you no good son of a bitch.
Oh, boy, those are timeless classics. Wow, I forgot all about those. Yeah,
I told you, that is definitely you.
It is me. I used to call up this Scuba Bar when I was a punk kid and abuse the bar owner. Yeah, those are good times.
Now you're going to be off the air. Good job.
That ain't going to get us kicked off the air, but it might redeem your status here.
I have another one if you might like to hear it.
All right, go.
I do. There was a lot on here, and I have the last three.
Okay, go ahead. Play it. Let's see here.
Here's the other one.
All right, here we go. Yeah. I was really bored as a kid.
Yeah, hello, Scuba Bar.
Yeah, I'm looking for a friend of mine.
Yeah, what's his name?
Yeah, his first name's Barry.
Barry?
Yeah, Barry, last name, Cuda.
Barry Cuda! Barry Cuda! I'm sorry, I don't know any about that name.
Okay, bye.
Wow, I was really good back then. I don't know what happened.
The Scuba Bar.
Yeah, yeah, looking for someone there at the Scuba Bar. First name's Murray.
Murray?
Yeah, Murray. Last name Eel.
Murray Eel?
Yeah.
Murray Eel! Is there a Murray Eel? I don't know any of that name.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Bye.
Yeah, hello, Scuba Bar.
Yeah, hey, looking for a friend. His first name, we just call him Doc.
Doc?
Yeah, he's at the bar. Last name, Tupus.
Doc Tupus? Octopus! Why, you no good rat bastard! I'll kill you! Son of a bitch! I'll rip your damn mask off, you mother! You mother! Why did you come down here? I'll take your dive knife and slit your stem to stir!
There you have it. Am I back on the show?
What the hell? And we apologize. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Jeez. Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Walt DeMartini with me, and I don't know, Drunken Santa was, he might still be around.
I'm right here.
You're right there. Okay. Yeah. Walt, I don't know. What do you think? Should we let him back on the show after that nonsense or what?
I think he's got a good reprieve.
Okay. Well, I guess
thank you.
If Walt agrees, you know, and he's been drinking, I guess that's fine.
Walt knows way more than you do, yeah. So I would listen to him.
Okay. Well, we will just this once. But Walt, what's been going on with you? What have you been doing down there at the Gomez Hilton?
Well, we had a little party last night for the lovely Aria. She was 18 and 22, so I guess that's, 40 years old?
Well, okay, we'll go with that. We'll just say 18. Mermaid Aria had a big birthday bash last night. It was a surprise, and we couldn't make it because we're, you know, hanging out in Long Beach this weekend. But she had a good time, I assume, though, right?
Yeah, I'm sure. It was a great time. It was a luau party. They had the coconut bras, the grass skirts. Good food and a little drinks with umbrellas. So well, I wish the drunken sailor should have been there.
Tell Ariel I said happy birthday.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Okay. Quit it. My God, you're going to get yourself kicked off the air again already. All right, that's enough for you. My God. Walt, I apologize. But thanks for covering the base. And next time we see Aria, we'll have to get her a cocktail and help her celebrate her birthday. Because God knows she probably didn't remember what happened last night anyway. And that's why she's been 18 for the last 22. Am I right? Something along those lines?
You got it, buddy. Yeah. You're dead on there.
Absolutely. All right, cool. Well, the infamous Walt DeMartini and, I guess, Drunken Sailor will be back again here in the closet. Yeah, go back in the closet. And make yourself comfortable under some of the coats. And we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Hello.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
And finally tonight, the fact tip of the day, one of the few places I can get away from it all is underwater. So here I am.
If you have your scuba gear and it's hooked up properly and everything's working good, you are good to go underwater, and that's what this show is all about. I am Greg the Dive Master. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving, and we're going to try to get back on track. I mean, drunken sailors out of here, and so maybe we can focus on more constructive things that relate to what we have to do when we're out there diving, trying to enjoy the underwater environment, all the critters, all the cool stuff that we get to see and share with others. And Dan Knorr is on the big show with me right now from Tropical Seas, who makes reef-safe sunscreen. Dan, how are you, man?
Great, Greg. It's our time of year. How you doing?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and one, I've said this a billion times, I'm a walking testimonial for these guys, because if I don't lather up with Reef Safe before I head out into the sun, I just turn into a lobster. And as much as I like those critters to eat them, I don't really want to be one. You hear what I'm saying? And just ask my dermatologist. I put his kids through college with all the visits that I've had to endure, you know, with them freezing this and freezing that off and that kind of thing. Said, you don't want to be like that. You want to, you know, protect yourself. And Reef Safe sunscreen is what I use because it biodegrades. It won't harm the reef, but it'll protect you accordingly. And you guys have, I don't know, there's some been some other news out there recently that talked about the sunscreen industry as a whole. Am I right, Dan?
Yeah, there was a huge testing report came out from a major magazine. And it showed that 74% of mineral-based sunscreens, that's your titanium dioxide and zinc oxide,
mm-hmm.
did not meet their SPF label claim.
Aha. So if they say they're 30 SPF, they're not even close to that, and people end up getting burned, or they're not as protected as much as they think they are.
Exactly. Yeah. Some of the ones I was looking at said that it was more like a 15 or an 18.
Aha, okay.
It was labeled a 30.
All right, so what's the problem? I mean, is it the ingredients, these mineral-based sunscreens, which Reef Safe isn't that, first off. Am I right?
No, we're all organic carbon-based sunscreen.
Okay.
So that's why we biodegrade.
Oh, well, yeah, and we don't want it out there in the water for the critters to eat and or
oh,
to
exactly.
settle down on the reef and smother it, which what is happening with some of this mineral-based sunscreen. So does the report say anything about those mineral-based sunscreens of why they're not protecting? Are they just, you know, rubbing off in the water, or are they just not as protective in the first place?
Pretty much it's the science. I mean, the zinc and the titanium are neither oil-soluble nor water-soluble,
mm-hmm.
so you can't incorporate them into your lotion.
Okay.
So what happens is it's kind of layered on top of the skin, and any kind of friction or force, and when you're diving, you have current, you know, running through and
just washes it right off.
Comes right off, mm-hmm. sinks to the bottom, and now you've polluted the ocean with chemicals that don't belong in it.
So the stuff that's supposed to protect you just falls off because it doesn't stay in the lotion or whatever is what you're saying, and therefore it doesn't protect you, and then it ends up hurting the reef and the critters and everything else.
Yeah, exactly.
And by the way, this is a big report from one of those big consumer-type magazines that we're not allowed to, or not at liberty to say who it is, but just Google it. You'll find it for yourself.
There you go.
Yeah. So
yeah, they also came back with, of the, I think they surveyed over 200 sunscreens, 48% of the mass market sunscreens did not meet their label claim.
Wow. What is the deal with that exactly, Dan? How is that not bigger news than it is? I mean, you know, most people, you know, kind of take it at face value. When you see sunscreen, you think it's 30 SPF. Okay, that'll do me. And next thing you know, they get a nasty sunburn. And they're like, well, what happened? Why isn't that more standardized or
supposed to be.
It's supposed to be.
Yeah, it's supposed to be. That's why we have the FDA in place.
You would think. Yeah, but they're not doing their job, it sounds like to me. I don't know. Maybe.
Somehow things are sliding under the radar here.
I got it. Yeah.
You know, but with ReefSafe, you can rest assured if we say it's a 30, it's probably a 33.
Yeah.
Even after 80 minutes in the water, because we've did extensive testing. We don't want anybody sunburned.
Right.
So, and, you know, our batches are all artesian blended, so to speak, you know, kind of like your favorite beer.
I
mean, we still make our sunscreens by hand. We don't process them through big metered valves and pumps in the, you know, 5,000 gallon kettles. So ReefSafe is smaller batches.
Yeah.
We make about 150 gallons at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very controlled, and everything's double and triple checked and then QC'd and QA'd. And we make sure that it is right when it leaves our factory.
Very good. And they've been doing this for years, so they're not like a new kid on the block either. And when he says they're small batches, they're still a big company. You can find ReefSafe all over, but if you have any troubles, just go to tropicalseas.com, and you can find their whole line of ReefSafe sunscreen products and a bunch of other stuff they offer as well. So, you know, the process that you came up with for ReefSafe and avoiding the mineral-based sunscreens had nothing to do with the protection factor. You figured those worked as well, but now you found out that not only are they bad for the environment, but they also don't necessarily work as well as the what you guys offer with ReefSafe. Am I right?
Exactly, and less than 3% of ReefSafe comes off your skin in 80 minutes, which is why it's good for our skin. It stays on, so it's protecting. And why it's also eco-friendly to the critters in the ocean is because it doesn't come off to go in the ocean.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and what little bit does, biodegrades.
Yeah, and the stuff that is going on right now with those mineral-based sunscreens, what is happening? So it's rubbing off, and is it settling down on reef and coral and smothering it, or are the fish eating it and getting ill, or what exactly happens? Do we know?
All of the above. Nobody's did any testing on it.
Yeah.
And that's what is puzzling, is why everybody thinks zinc and titanium are so great. When there's research, Google it, going back to early 1950s, showing both these chemicals are highly toxic to sea life.
Yeah.
Titanium kills rainbow trout in the streams. Zinc oxide, I'm going to send you a picture of a box we found that contains zinc oxide to another company that makes mineral-based sunscreens. And I took a picture of it with my cell phone, and it shows highly toxic right on the box to all aquatic environment. And it's got the universal, you know, dead fish sign on it. So it, yet there's a manufacturer stating it's toxic to aquatic environments.
Yeah.
Why are these companies putting it in sunscreen, which goes into aquatic environment?
What is it, cheap or something maybe? And I don't know. It's bizarre because zinc oxide is like the first sunscreen ever made. And am I right? Isn't that like the white goo that we'd see from back in the 50s that everyone goes, oh, you look like a geek.
And you don't ever want to let your dog or pet lick that stuff either because it'll kill them.
Yeah, it's bizarre because now there's a whole line of sunscreen products out there that people claim, you know, they claim that they have this and they went back to that mineral and act like it's more planet friendly when it's actually just the opposite or something. Is that the nonsense I've been seeing online? Is that right?
Especially Mexico. They have found some special zinc and titanium. I don't know which planet they import it from.
Yeah.
But their zinc and titanium, Greg, is 100% biodegradable. Can you believe that? Wow. That's incredible. I mean, where do they find this stuff, and why do governments allow these falsified claims on the label?
Somebody's not doing their policing job correctly, but other people are just exploiting. They're naive to the facts something, I guess.
It's just false claims. Zinc and titanium will never biodegrade. It's always going to be there. It's a mineral ore, and it is a chemical because they don't just hammer it out of the ground and throw it in sunblock.
Right.
It gets reacted with sulfuric acid or olamine and then kiln dried and further processed. I mean, I don't know where all this misconception of, oh, it's so natural.
Yeah.
It came out of the earth, but So did all of our organic carbons that we make our sunscreens out of.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think it's, if you're not going to use your sunscreen, why buy it? I mean, that pasty, white, greasy stuff, I mean, kids hate being rubbed on to begin with
true.
Sunscreen.
Yeah.
And now you're subjecting them to pure torture.
Yeah, and God forbid if the family pet licks the nose of one of those. You're saying it could keel over from poisoning or something.
It might take a little more than that
to
get them. But yeah, you got the right point. Don't let them sit there and lick it.
Yeah, well,
Or grab the bottle and chew on it. That's, that's what happens is they think it's a play toy and get a hold of it and chew on it and then get a mouthful of zinc oxide or titanium dioxide.
And that could do them in, and you don't want that. So it can't be good for your skin either. So that's why Dan and the crew there, Tropical Seas, made Reef Safe, and you should check it out, tropicalseas.com. Dan, thank you so much. Always a pleasure, my friend.
Same here, Greg. Thanks again for having me on.
You got it. And coming up, we're going to finish off today's two-hour radio spectacular with none other than the Dive God. He's next.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Do you have the desire to become an aquatic role model? Do you have the passion to expand not just your lungs, but your core understanding of the underwater realm? Then learn to inspire and train others in the art of freediving and become a PADI freediver instructor. Experienced freedivers can gain instructional skills by attending a PADI freediver instructor training course. Current freediver instructors can join the PADI organization by attending a PADI freediver instructor orientation. Do more in a single breath and reach limits you never thought possible. Visit PADI.com to find out more.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into ScubaRadio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at ScubaRadio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Oh my God, Becky. Look at his tank. It's so big. He looks like one of those new divers every girl wants to talk to. Who understands those girls? They only talk to him because his busy pocket is totally stuffed, okay? I mean, his octopus is just dangling. I can't believe it's just so long. It's like out there. I mean, wow, look. He's just so
I new. Like big tits and I cannot lie. You are the sister came at night. When a guy walks in with such a pretty face and a big thing in your face, you look twice. And you wanna go ask, did you notice this type of stuff? Tight is what she was wearing. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh, baby, I wanna die with ya. And you waiting for ya. My girlfriend's trying to warn me, but that way you got
makes me so worried.
Oh, Mr. Johnson, you say you wanna buddy up? Well, use me, cause you ain't that average newbie. I see them blowing, the bubbles wide diving. You streamy, flirty, streamline like wine lock tea. I just cannot believe it goes down so easily to the average diver and asking that. That's how you hit the spot. So, lady,
yeah,
lady,
yeah,
has your boyfriend got the tank?
Hell yeah,
use it,
use it,
use it,
use it,
use that shiny tank. Gotta get.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Yes, Mermaid Faith.
Gotta get wet.
She will be at the scuba show in Long Beach this weekend. That's where I am. We recorded the show today because we're a week behind schedule due to my travel schedule being in Long Beach this weekend. You'll hear all about it next week on the show. And then the week after that, 2 weeks from today, I'll be in Cuba with the Dive God, and you will hear it right here on the big show. Dive God with us right now, Mr. Neil Watson. How are you, my friend?
Brother, I am psyched. I'm stoked. I'm ready for some Havana Club and
yeah.
And some Cohibas and some salsa and some great diving in Maria La Gorda.
Yes, I cannot wait. It's going to be fun. And, you know, we timed this out pretty well because our last trip to Cuba, which was more of a site inspection, people-to-people type of exchange with the folks there in Cuba, it was way too short, but just quick enough to grab a box of cigars and some rum, and I'm out. My stash is gone, so we're going back to replenish just in the nick of time. You know, you can take $100 of booze and cigars back from Cuba now legally, and I imagine I will max that out to the penny.
No doubt about it.
Yes.
And maybe go over a little.
Well, you might have to, you know, maybe go over it there with some of our friends there in Cuba. Maybe they'll have one they'll let us borrow for our trip. I don't know how it works. We'll find out once we get down there. But we're going to do some cool stuff on this trip. I really am looking forward to hanging with Laddie and the gang from Reef. That's just going to be a blast. I know they're looking forward to it, too. Am I right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've never seen so many people excited about anything in my life. Plus, it's so cool because we're going to go, you know, my main function down there, other than taking everybody down and partying, is I'm a guest celebrity and a judge at the big international underwater photo competition that
yeah.
they're having in Maria La Gorda in Cuba. And they're going to be top underwater photographers from all over the world there at the same time that we're going to be there. So it's going to be some incredible networking and partying.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll be a good time. It'll definitely be a very nice people-to-people exchange with the folks from Cuba. A little bit of marine research, a little bit of media, you know, because we'll do the radio show down there. And Maria La Gorda, cool property. Maria La Gorda in Cuban or Spanish or whatever. It means Maria the Fat.
Yeah.
So,
charming.
Yeah, if you, yeah. Yeah, but it's great diving, and that's all that matters, you know.
Well, the evenings in Havana that we went out and went to the discos, I didn't see any Maria the Fats there.
Yeah, exactly. It was interesting, to say the least, how they named their stuff. But there's a whole story. Maybe we'll get into that here in a couple weeks, and you'll hear all about it. Once again, but last time we had a great time. This will be a much bigger group that we're going to be interfacing with in Havana and Cuba, and I'm really looking forward to hanging, like I said, with the folks from Reef.org. They do great work with fish counts and lionfish derbies and things like that, and I know they're planning to go down there and see what they can find out about some of the fish and the critters down there in the Cuban waters. So it'll be fun to see how they do their research and cover that accordingly on the show. And I believe it's their first group trip down there ever as well. Am I right, Neil, or do you know?
Absolutely. It's the first trip down.
Mm-hmm.
And what's really cool is where we're going has been a marine preserve for 25 years.
Yeah.
So it'll be the first, you know, fish count and a lionfish survey that's ever been done, you know, officially.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully we're going to be working with some of the marine scientists in the area, comparing notes and whatever. So it's going to be fun, educational, entertaining, and I'm really looking forward. We got in one dive, so now we're going to have 4 days of getting into some serious diving down there because, like I mentioned before, my son was down there about a month before us, and he was just blown away by the diving. And of course, he was born and raised in the Bahamas, so so he certainly is a good critic of excellent diving.
Yes, he's a world traveler himself, and rated it pretty well. And yeah, we only got to dive once because we had just a real quick whirlwind tour last time, and this time we'll be able to settle into the resort and really see what the critters are like underwater. And like I said, participate in that underwater film competition or photo contest or whatever, help them out, see who's doing what, and it'll be very interesting for sure, and we'll cover it wall to wall right here 2 weeks from today on the big show. However, remember, next week it'll be our official broadcast from the Scuba Show, which is going on this weekend, so if you're out there on the left coast, make sure you come out to the Long Beach Convention Center and join us this weekend, and you'll hear all about it next week on the big show. Alright, Neil, thank you so much. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
And you got it, brother.
And that'll do it for this week. Till next time, remember, it's always better where, Neil?
Down where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.